Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here today with Rodrigo Esponda, who's the Managing Director of Los Cabos Tourism Board, and Herman Elgar, who is the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Travel, Entertainment, and Health Security at ShareCare. Now, the reason we're here is that the Los Cabos Tourism Board just announced last month that ShareCare, which is a digital health company that works with destinations, hotels, and other travel companies, has named Los Cabos as the world's first verified travel destination in this new age of COVID. And to achieve this designation, Los Cabos successfully led an effort to make ShareCare health security verification with Forbes Travel Guide as a universal standard among all the regions, or many of the region's hotels and resorts. Now, we're going to find out the importance of this, both for your clients, to kind of when you're selling Los Cabos, that you're now selling a verified destination, that everybody's kind of on the same page in terms of health precautions and protocols. And you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, for both of you, how are you and where are you? First of all, Rodrigo, I think you're in Los Cabos, correct?
I am in Los Cabos, in beautiful Los Cabos with the fantastic weather.
There you go. And Herman, I think we said you're up in Massachusetts somewhere right now, but I think at least if it's anything like our weather, you're not doing too bad.
No, we've got a nice clear day today. It's really beautiful. It's good to be with you, James.
Yeah, it's great to be with you guys, and it's great that we can all get together on this. Now, let's set the stage, Rodrigo. What does Los Cabos include as a destination in terms of the destination and the area, and roughly how many hotels and resorts do you have in the region?
Well, we are located in the deep south of the Baja Peninsula, so the region is composed by several capes. That's why the name Los Cabos, that's the meaning. Right. So we have Cabo San Lucas, that is the famous arch, San José del Cabo, Cabo Pulmo, and some other places that are all related to this geographic formation. We have 85 hotels in the destination, 18,500 rooms, that's what it is. And it's a very spread out area that includes the Pacific and the Sea of Cortez.
No, it's a great area. And this is the area we're talking about where this program was instituted. And Herman, tell us a little bit about ShareCare and what it does. And what's the relationship with Forbes Travel Guide?
Sure. Once again, it's great to be here, James. ShareCare is a digital health company based out of Atlanta, Georgia, founded by Jeff Arnold. And ShareCare, basically what they do is they help individuals manage all of their health in one place. It's a data-driven virtual health platform. It's got tremendous reach around the world through healthcare providers and insurance companies. But there's an interesting connection in that the founder, Jeff Arnold, is also the chairman of the Forbes Travel Guide.
Okay.
And through that connection, the idea came about, you know, the way that Forbes Travel Guide is able to tell the world that hotels are five star. We should find a way using ShareCare's capabilities from a technical and digital health perspective and Forbes Travel Guide as far as the experts in evaluations and inspections. Let's bring them together and find a way that we can tell the world that hotels have health security in place.
Right.
And that hotels are in a good position to be visited. And that's really how this came about.
Now, what are kind of the COVID-19 protocols that hotels need to adhere to, according to ShareCare?
Sure. Well, we actually work across several different, we call them verticals, as far as areas that we look for hotels to be health secure verified in. I do want to clarify that what we do is we go in and we ask the properties sets of questions that ensure that they have health security protocols in place. We don't go in and tell a hotel how to clean the property or how to go about attacking this. We operate under the assumption, and rightfully so, I believe, that a lot of hard work has been done over the last year. And we need to amplify all that hard work that's been done. Hotels take this very seriously. But what we want to do is be able to come in and close that gap between all the hard work you're doing and how do we amplify it and how do we tell the story and make sure that the consumer, the traveler is able to see that, have the assurance that it's in place. So we ask many questions and the questions go into areas including health and hygiene, physical distancing, communication, facility and equipment, administration, and in some cases, even brand specific questions. And so that's our approach to verifying health security.
Well, I know Philippe Boyen of Forbes Travel Guide is a good friend, and I know when he first launched this program with you that he was very, very happy to do it because, you know, he represents some of the top properties in the world, and to have that extra level of security, health security, is very important, especially going into, as we emerge from this. I think a lot of people are looking forward to knowing that they're going to properties that are adhering to this. And although I will say this, I haven't been over to the Cabo side of Mexico, but I've been down the other side, and the hotels and resorts there are really diligent and very, really adhering to a lot of COVID protocols. And I've been very pleased to see that. You know, we hear a lot of talk about, you know, people are lax in it, but I think, and be honest with you, they, in some cases, they're adhering to it more than I see some in some U.S. hotels. So Mexico's doing a fine job. And I guess, Rodrigo, when did you first decide that it would be important to Los Cabos to participate in the ShareCare Forbes Travel Guide program?
Well, we have been working very hard first to implement the protocols, as Herman explained. Since April of 2020, we started working in different protocols that needed to be applied. And then once the hotels reopened, they needed to go through a certification process locally. So we were definitely, as Herman said, having a very hard work internally to comply with the safety. Los Cabos has always excelled because of the level of service. We want to go one step ahead on the personal way that we welcome everyone here. Doesn't matter if they stay in a 3-star, 4-star, or 5-star hotel, and that's where luxury comes in the case of Los Cabos. So Herman knows the destination. He has a lot of good friends, and they saw exactly what we were implementing. So then we decided that it was a good way to partner, and we truly appreciate ShareCare, Forbes Travel Guide, and Herman for the opportunity for us to partner and to work very hard to have all the hotels being included in the Verify system.
Now, Herman, I guess to that point is that it kind of just came together. You didn't approach them, or just both of you kind of said this is a good program to go with, and you went down, and then you talked to all the hotels about the protocols and verify them, correct?
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly how this conversation came about, but Los Cabos has been a leader as a destination in terms of 5-star hotels, for example,
right.
So very much on the Forbes Travel Guide radar. In addition to that, Rodrigo's so right. I believe they really have set the tone and lead the way in terms of the diligence with which they've approached health security as a destination. So it really seemed like a great place to kind of try to attack this as a destination. And mm-hmm. with a willing, very enabled partner such as Rodrigo and his team, it seemed like the right way to go.
Now, Rodrigo, sort of the same question, but how did you manage that? You obviously had been working with all the hotels in the region to get standards, and then you got this program with ShareCare and Forbes Travel Guide. Then you had to go back to some of the other hotels and say, look, we have this program. We want everyone to kind of sign up and adhere to the standards. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, I have to say that it was harder than I thought at the beginning. When the first conversation, I thought that it would be easier to get everybody on board. But we have from very small hotels, family handle, to large hotel chains. So then there was a symmetry in the way that they all work. So it was we had to work one by one in order for them to start moving ahead, and we did it. And the patient from the Herman's team, we truly appreciate it. And finally, we got it. So we're very hard. We're very proud of having that. And it's just another way. And we have some information, for example, of the travelers that come to the destination. 80% of them consider that the protocols that are implemented in the destination are very important. So it's something that we need to keep working very hard to do.
And Herman, from your perspective, how did ShareCare kind of verify the hotels, and how do you continue to verify that the hotels are all adhering to the guidelines that you have?
Yeah, I think this is really the key differentiator here and what makes this approach so special. So using the technical and digital health capabilities of ShareCare and the expertise of Forbes Travel Guide, This is done using a chatbot-enabled web-based approach to virtually inspecting, if you will. And we're able, by doing this, to not only verify health security once, but do it on an ongoing basis. And we're really quite proud of the fact that we think we have an amazing solution that is able to speak directly to the property. So it's one of, if not the only approach to health security verification that we can actually speak to those who run the hotel. And I believe that at the end of the day, when you're staying in a hotel, the most important part is the team running it. And when they are able to verify to you that health security is in place, that's really the best answer you can possibly have. And to that end, that's what's been able to allow us to branch out into almost 60 countries in a short amount of time with hotels all over the world that are eager to go through this process and be able to show the world that they have actually attested to having health security in place in their hotel.
No, that's great. And I know we're going to ask you about that a little in a second, about how widespread you're getting. But Rodrigo, how important is it for Los Cabos to be the first destination overall to sign up for this program, for the ShareCare Forbes Travel Guide program?
It is very important. We're truly honored to be able to work with ShareCare. I have to say it at the beginning when I was having the first conversation, I had to research about ShareCare, and then I was impressed with the background and the thorough work that they have. I would like to add on a comment that Herman said. I have been listening from the comments of the operations team in the properties, and they are very happy with the platform because, as Herman was explaining, is a way for them to be sure that they are doing things right. And so the way that they went through the program, they appreciate it because they have a way to check at the different departments on what they are doing fine and how often they need to do different things.
No, that's great. And it sounds like it's a good program for destinations and for hotels. And to that end, Herman, you mentioned you were kind of actively seeking out other destinations to partner with on this program. Or are you kind of really focused on individual hotels, hotel chains, or getting overall destinations to sign up together?
Well, that's a great question, and it speaks to our approach. First and foremost, our goal is to get the world traveling and play our part in building confidence into travel. So we've chosen to actually attack this from three approaches. One, we believe it's a great output for the hotel to be able to say, look, we've been working for a year on this. ShareCare health security is in place, thus the ShareCare verified badge. We believe this gives travel buyers a great solution as well. Instead right. of having to analyze individual hotel protocols, why not look for the ShareCare badge of verification with Forbes Travel Guide and know that, you know, if you may have asked the hotel 10 or 20 questions, well, they were just asked up to 300. So you can feel pretty good about that property. And the final part I believe is important is for hotel operators or companies to be able to use a tech-enabled tool like this, which will go directly to the property and ask the property team if health security is in place. And the greatest marketing plans and approaches to health security at a corporate level notwithstanding, I do believe there's an opportunity to use this to benefit operators to be able to double check what's happening in the far reaches of the world in some of those hotels that you're not able to get to every day and really build that confidence throughout. So long answer to your question, but yeah, we love destinations to come on board, hotels and hotel companies. But more importantly, we see it as a kind of a three-prong approach to helping to get the world traveling.
And that's what we're all after right now. I know as we emerge, hopefully, from this pandemic to get the whole industry back. It's hit the industry really hard. Destinations, hotels, obviously cruise lines, things like that. And we really need to get back traveling. So, Rodrigo, how are you marketing Los Cabos' participation in this program? What are you telling travelers? And do you really help? It's going to help you get more travelers to come down, especially since some travelers may believe that Mexico can be a risky destination because of COVID-19 infection rates. I mean, to be honest with you, almost every destination, somebody's going to say something because even in the States, we have certain areas, you know, don't go to Florida because they're having infection rates. But how is this program, how are you marketing the fact that you've done this?
Well, we definitely have seen that the digital promotion and the digital communication is what is really working out. We have seen our numbers on engagement on social media increasing 5 times from what they were in 2019. The same goes to the visits to our website. We have different communications that go through travel advisors and through consumers, a monthly newsletter that the number click per through and engagement of people opening the newsletter have increased. So we are really marketing this as a way of ensuring the travelers of all the protocols that are in place in the destination. And again, we're marketing the logo of Verify, and right. We pass that to all the properties that are part of this program for them to be communicating to their visitors, to their clients, that they went through this process, that it's an ongoing basis. And I really applaud the effort, because that this would really restart the industry in general. Definitely is positive for Los Cabos, but what we want is that the industry overall starts traveling back to the numbers that they were. Tourism provides so many benefits for communities. Here in Los Cabos, the only economic activity that we have is tourism. And right. We have seen that the standard of living, thanks to tourism in Los Cabos, is much better than many other regions, including that the region, thanks to the protocol, the number of cases versus what is happening in other parts around Mexico is much better here.
No, that's great. And hopefully you're going to get a lot of visitation, because of people get a lot more comfortable with coming down to Los Cabos when they know that the properties they visit have been verified. Now, Herman, I don't know if you have any data yet about how participation in your program can help destinations and hotels, to get more people to consider going to travel. I don't know if it's too early yet or not, but do you have any statistics or anything that you can tell me about what this program means to getting more visitors back and more customers back to these places?
Well, statistics, if feedback from gentlemen such as Rodrigo or those who run hotels are any indication, it's been very well received. Mm-hmm. We don't have data back yet, specific performance data yet, although we are tracking and looking to be able to produce that as well once the markets come back in a more complete way. But for the time being, we put as our goal getting travelers to go from the mindset of should I travel to where should I travel? Right. And if this badge of verification can help get you thinking in that direction, whether it be leisure travel, corporate travel, group travel, I think we'll have made a small dent in helping to get this big travel engine started up again.
Absolutely, and that is the goal. Now, I'm going to ask you both of you this question. I'll start with you, Rodrigo. What more can you tell our viewers, travel advisors, we have about 85,000 of them, about your new partnership with ShareCare Forbes Travel, and what can they tell their clients about it?
Well, we believe that this is a new standard for travel. So the protocols that have been implemented, and the only way to keep it on an ongoing basis optimizing, is going to be through technology and through partnerships as what we have built with ShareCare. The next couple of years in the travel industry are going to be critical, and the way that we see it is that, or what we want to happen, is that Los Cabos would improve its positioning as the quality destination, as the value proposition that we are offering. And if in any way we can keep working together to get that, to achieve that, that's the way that we want to do it. So we welcome everyone to check the program, to check the platform, and to get into ShareCare Verify, because it's a fantastic way for the tourism industry in general.
And Herman, same question. What would you tell travel advisors about both this specific program with Los Cabos and the programs you're developing with other destinations and hotels? What can travel advisors tell their clients about it?
Sure. I would tell travel or suggest to travel advisors that they use it as that. They use it as an indicator of health security being in place. Someone has gone ahead and asked the property a long list of questions and been received the confirmation from the hotel that health security is indeed in place. You're able to see the hotels that have been held secured across all countries by visiting www.forbestravelguide.com. And that's the best place to go and really get a clear idea of what hotels are on board. You're able to see also the endorsers from the travel advisor community listed there. And then also there's some great video and information more about the methodology and the technique and the approach. So that really is the best place to go to gain more information.
Excellent. Now, final question, Rodrigo, just where can travel advisors go to get more information about Los Cabos?
Well, to visit loscabos.travel, we have an industry section, a full industry section with a lot of tools for them. Of course, the protocols, the specifics about shared care. We even have a chat, so travel advisors can simply send us a message, and one of the millennials in the team will reply it. videos, photos, and many resources. We believe that travel advisors are going to be a critical role moving forward to provide validation on what is going on in the industry in general.
Great. And Herman, sort of same question. Where can travel advisors go to learn more about share care in this Forbes Travel Guide program?
Sure. I would suggest the ForbesTravelGuide.com website. That's where you're going to get the best information. You'll get a drop-down menu. You can search by destination and really get a good idea of what hotels have made health security a priority by using this tool, as well, as I said, as the endorsers that are on board. But I would like to echo what Rodrigo said. Having spent a long time operating hotels, I am first and foremost with the travel advisor community in my sincere hope that this comes back really soon. Huge supporters of myself and my career and any hotel that I've operated. And so anything we do is with an eye on getting not only hotels up and running, but getting travel advisors back to booking travel.
Well, amen to that. And Rodrigo and Herman, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. This is a really important program to get people going back to destinations overall and to hotels and resorts. And as I said, it helps the Verify label really kind of helps customers know you're going to get a good experience and a healthy experience even in these post-pandemic times, hopefully. So again, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Pleasure. Thank you, James.
I'm James Schellinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.